everybody. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. So happy to have you with us here today. We have a special thing happening while we record this show that you are watching. We actually are doing an Instagram Live while we record the show for today. This is a pre-record show. You will be watching it at the earliest at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook, Rumble, DLive, Twitch, or listening to it on Spotify, iTunes, Google Music Play, Anchor FM, and another number of other platforms. So I just want to say welcome to you, and thank you for joining us today. We have a jam-packed show. I mean, the pace at which our tyrannical government is moving is simply, it's like bullet train speed. So it's getting harder and harder to keep up when we only do the show 3 times a week max. And we try to fit everything in an hour or less. So I don't know, everybody say hi to Christian, who's behind the scenes right now. I promise you we're still working on that Christian cam. But with the pace at which everything is happening, it is almost impossible for us to add new things. So I promise you, we haven't forgotten. We're still working on that. And so I don't know, Christian, if we need to move to more shows a week or what we need to do. Go ahead, leave your comment below and any suggestions you might have. We do try to keep our shows at an hour or less, just simply because it's difficult for people to take a solid hour out of their day for this kind of information. But do understand that you can go back and listen to or watch any of our shows because they are permanently held on Rumble, DLive, and Twitch. And currently, I say currently, held on Facebook because I got a warning from Facebook the other day. I don't know. Just saying. We've already been kicked off YouTube. We were kicked off Twitter like 3 years ago. So, hey. The dominoes are falling, but we're going to stay here with you as long as we possibly can so that you can be sure. And sure is a sure thing here, that what you receive from us is liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. We are not apolitical, but we are nonpartisan. Not nonpartisan in the way that, you know, the House and the Senate are always talking to each other, not nonpartisan in the way that, you know, the establishment leadership in the Republican House and the establishment leader in the Democrat House want you to interpret it, but nonpartisan in the fact that I am an equal opportunity butt kicker. That's right. If you are a Democrat snowflake, you're probably not going to be comfortable here, but on the same respect, if you are a Republican snowflake, you are probably not going to be comfortable here either, because everybody on this show is held to one single standard, the only relevant standard in government, in politics, in these United States of America, and that is the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of your state. So if they can't handle the truth of the standard, then, you know, you might not want to be here. But if you're a Democrat seeking truth, if you're a Republican seeking truth, if you're an independent seeking truth, if you're a libertarian speaking truth, then this is where you need to come, because that's what we do here. So glad to have you with us. I wanted to share with you, some of you are aware of the fact that the IRS is seeking 87,000 new agents. Are you freaking kidding me? 87,000 new agents. Well, here's some information that was brought to my attention. Christian, go ahead and put up the first IRS picture there. Now, what you see is what was sent to me. It is a screenshot of jobs.irs.gov, which lists the job openings that the IRS has if you want to seek employment as a tax collector. And the major duties, and I'm going to read them these out to you for those who are listening and not watching. Maybe you're watching, but you can't read what's on your phone screen. So here's what it says. IRS, major duties. Adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Go ahead and insert your laugh there. Work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Now it's starting to get a little sketchy here. Why would a tax collector have life-threatening situations on a job? Like paper cuts, rogue staplers, copy machines gone wild. I mean, you're a stinking tax collector. Well, here's why. Are you ready? The dangerous situations on the job are not inherent in the job, but they are inherent in the way tax collectors are expected to conduct their professional jobs. Listen to this. Are you ready? I'm not lying. Reading it right here. Carry a firearm, which, by the way, the federal government doesn't want you to do. Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Wait, what? A tax collector carrying a firearm and being willing to use deadly force if necessary? Be willing to participate in arrests, execution of searches, and other dangerous activities? No, you're not describing a tax collector. You're describing a jackbooted thug. You know what they should read? Are you willing to steal from your neighbor? Perhaps even kill them in the course of your employment? If so, the IRS has a perfect job for you. Steal and kill as a job description. Now, I received this screenshot, and when people send me stuff like this, I know how good fake things are on, you know, how you can fake things on Photoshop. So I always do my due diligence to vet and to fact check what is sent to me. So Christian, go ahead and go to the very next picture. Okay. So remember on the previous one, the website is www.jobs.irs.gov. So I went to irs.usajobs.gov. And there you have at the bottom of the IRS website, the very website where this, you know, steal and kill your neighbor job description was right there. You see it at the bottom. I circled it for you. www.jobsirs.gov. I clicked on that link. Give us the next picture, Christian. And guess what you find now? Ha ha. So whoever sent me the first original picture of the jobs.irs.gov job description, now the IRS has scrubbed that page. And if you click on jobs.irs.gov, you get page unavailable. The page you requested is temporarily unavailable. We are redirecting you to the homepage in 5 seconds, which, by the way, does not redirect you to the homepage in 5 seconds. So remember, I vetted this picture. I went to the IRS jobs, the jobs.irs.gov website, and I immediately got the third picture that I showed you. So I thought maybe this is a fake thing. So I went to the irs.usajobs.gov website, found the very website that I was looking for on the IRS's verified webpage, clicked it, and it brought me to the same page. Go ahead and give us the next IRS picture, Christian. There we have it. New IRS agents are only going after greedy billionaires. That's what the leftist wants you to believe. There are 788 billionaires and 87,000 new IRS agents whose job description will be, are you willing to steal from and even perhaps kill your neighbor? But oops, the IRS webmaster was apparently not supposed to let that cat out of the bag. And now the IRS has scrubbed that job description. Will they repost it in an edited format? Will the Snopes fact checkers fact check my post like they love doing and tell the world that this never happened like they love doing? Well, I think we'll have to sit and wait and find out. But here's the thing. I don't care what they say. Tax collectors should never be allowed the authority to use deadly force to collect taxes. That is a situation or circumstance that should never be allowed in our constitutional republic, period. We've always held in America that there is no such thing as a debtor's prison, and that tax collectors should not be able to imprison people for their inability to pay their taxes. But what they'll do is they'll tell you, oh, well, wait a minute. We're really just going after people who are bad, who commit fraud. Huh. Let's think about that for a second. Okay? Because I happen to remember, you see, I used to cover these things, and I have covered these things as they've come up. There is a family, and I'm trying to find it. Now, here we go. Go ahead and pull up the Fox Business News there, Christian. A mom and pop dress shop from 2017. This is Fox News now. This is not conspiracy. Mies Bridal and Tuxedo, a Texas shop which was owned and operated by an elderly Thai couple, was raided and shut down by the IRS in 2017 after they alleged that the couple evaded taxes. Now, here's the thing. This is my point. Tax collectors should never be allowed to raid people by force for quote unquote tax evasion. You're creating a debtor prison. You're exacerbating the whole taxation is theft understanding. But here's what they're actually accused of. They were not actually accused of tax evasion, meaning not paying their taxes. They were accused of structuring. What is structuring? Structuring is when you make deposits under the threshold amount where the bank is required to notify the IRS of your deposits. Now, let me back up because there may be some people out there who do not understand how this works. Yes, your bank is required to notify. They have a form they're supposed to fill out when you deposit a certain amount of money. Now, in 2017, that amount of money was $10,000. And the IRS accused this elderly Thai couple of making deposits, multiple deposits of less than just shy of $10,000 limit. Did they do that every month? Did they do that every week? No, they did it in 2005, 2008, and 2010. They didn't even do it consecutive years, guys. The IRS accused this Thai dress shop, elderly couple been making wedding dresses, of structuring, intentionally making deposits less than $10,000 to avoid having the bank notify the IRS of those deposits. Are you freaking kidding me? Why should the bank be telling the IRS anything that we do? Do we not file our taxes once a year? Do we not account for our incomings and outgoings to the IRS every year? I'm going to tell you what. The IRS has way too much time on their hands if once a year is not enough. But they raid this dress shop because of cash deposits just shy of the $10,000 limit in 2005, 200, 2008, and 2010. Now, the couple disputed owing money to the government. The IRS was fining them $10,000 for each of their structuring. And the IRS, they said they owed them more than $30,000. The IRS then seized, showed up with their SWAT teams to seize the dress shop. Now, here's where it gets even worse. The couple tried to pay the IRS when they showed up. Here's a check. We've got it for you. Everything that you want. Nope, did not stop the IRS. The IRS went about seizing the business, held an auction right there in their parking lot, and sold off all their property. Let me see if I can find it in here. Let's see. $1.8 million of assets without ever convicting them of a federal crime. They sold more than $615,000 worth of dresses for $4 a dress. Handmade designer wedding dresses sold for $4 a dress to pay off an IRS debt. So this is not something new in the IRS repertoire, but it is something that is going to increase, not as the leftists and the communists want you to think, going after billionaires, but the U.S. government coming after its own people. So leave your comment below. What exactly would you like the IRS to be doing with your money? Because here's the bottom line, guys. The IRS works for you. You pay them. It's your money. You're the boss. What do you want your IRS employees to be doing? Leave that comment below. Your suggestion for the IRS, and keep it clean. If you're curious about the Constitution of the United States, taxation, the proper role of government, we're going to go to a break. Christian's going to show you a video to show exactly where you can find out everything you've ever wanted to know about the proper role of government, the proper operation of our Constitution. Simple enough for a sixth grader, but detailed and in-depth enough for the serious, even law school scholar of the Constitution. So we'll be right back after this break.
One thing to realize, there's something that needs to be done. But there's a whole nother thing in knowing what it takes to stand. You've got to count the cost. Way you can do that is if you are filled with truth and filled with courage. Samuel Adams said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, "But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders." It's got to be bigger than you. It's got to be bigger than now. It's got to be about our future. Lose your liberty and stay who you are, because God wove that into your spirit and
Welcome back from that break. Don't forget, LibertyFirstSociety.com. Enroll today. Make sure that you know what your rights are. The only real defense of your rights is knowing what they are. I just want to simply tell you, this is not new. What we're seeing happening now, the raid of Mar-a-Lago by the FBI is not something new. Our agencies have been doing this. Please go look up the history of the FBI, especially, I mean, the FBI started in 1907 under a different name, but in 1933, I mean, at least go back to 1933 when J. Edgar Hoover was in charge of the FBI. Go read a book called Chasing the Scream. You need to know this is not new. You're just now being showed it. Is that the proper grammar? Shown it, showed it? Anyway. This has been happening for a very long time. I want to show you what is going on from a legal perspective with Donald Trump, okay? This is a post from my Instagram page, and I actually show you the law. I want to walk you through this so you can see what's really, really happening. You can vet what's really, really happening. So you're not stuck with whatever, you know, the irate red meat conservative rants are. I mean, we should get angry. We should get passionate. We should understand these things. But you see, just ranting about how insane this is, about how communist this is, doesn't get us to a solution. So I want you to go ahead and listen to those things. You can get all riled up about it and make you have a desire to know more about this. I want you to do that. But you see, I need you to also know the facts, because we got to work together on this. We got to be a team on this, and we got to work towards solutions. We're an emotional people. There's no getting around that. We are an emotional people, and it's okay to be emotional. We're designed to be emotional. Emotion brings us passion. Emotion gives us drive. But we must then take that emotion and make it into an effective action. That's what we have to do. So, Christian, do you have it up there? Okay, great. This is the law that Trump's being accused of violating. 18 U.S.C. Section 2071. 2071. So 18 U.S.C. Code Section 2071. Concealment, removal, or mutilation generally. So whoever willfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so with the intent to do so, takes and carries away the record, proceeding, map, blah, 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 blah. Okay, go to the next one. All you have to do is carry it away. Destroy it. Right? Whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals or carries away. That's it. Then go to section B. This is why Donald Trump is going to be charged with this crime. We just read the crime in section A. Let's read section B. Whoever having custody of any such record, proceeding, map, document, paper, or other thing willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, or obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years. They're not looking for imprisonment, guys. They're not looking to put Donald Trump in prison. They're looking for what the next penalty is. Here's the next penalty. And shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. These particular charges are being brought against Donald Trump to prevent him from holding any federal office in the future. Make no mistake, this is the perfect crime to accuse Donald Trump. See, impeachment would have done the same thing, but they couldn't successfully perpetrate an impeachment on Donald Trump. I mean, it's just simply too difficult to impeach a president. Bill Clinton lied to Congress. He committed perjury. That is a high crime. And they couldn't impeach him. Impeachment is a very high standard. And I'm not complaining because I think it should be. We shouldn't be able to weaponize the office of the president and then just have one political party majority in the power and control to just dismiss a president. Impeachment should be a difficult thing. It's a check and balance. I'll mention to you, Thomas Jefferson didn't think it was a real great check and balance, but, and I do have to agree with Jefferson on that one, but I do not disagree that it must be difficult to impeach. Impeachment is a check and balance, but it cannot be a sword that allows one branch of government to rule over the other. And that's exactly what would happen if impeachment were easy or simple. So they couldn't impeach Donald Trump, which would have prevented him from serving again in the future. So now we have the next perfect option. Let's charge him with removing presidential papers. Well, what are presidential papers? I'm glad you asked. Presidential papers are papers created by the president when he was president. The National Archives. Bringing charges against a former president of the United States for removing presidential papers from the White House. And with that kind of definition, it could be his stinking grocery list, his dry cleaning receipt. Who knows what's in those 15 boxes? Who knows what other papers presidents have taken home? Because I'm like, hey, National Archives, if you're going to start going after President Trump, why don't we go see what is in Barack Obama's basement? Bill Clinton's basement. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I want to know what's in Bill Clinton's basement. I should clarify. I want to know what documents Bill Clinton took from the White House. Come on. George W. Bush. Any currently living president, let's go see their basements. What documents did they take home from the White House? I mean, I'm all in favor of equal application under the law, National Archives. If you're going to go after one president, you're going to open up that can of worms. Let's just go. Let's just go for it. I want to see it all. But you can't just pick one for presidential papers. Can I also remind you that another former U.S. government office holder was charged with violating this exact same statute? Hillary Clinton. What I have up there, or what Christian's going to put up there, is actually a quote from James Comey, director of the FBI, his statement on Hillary Clinton's charges. Not for taking 15 boxes of quote-unquote presidential papers, but for misusing 30,000 emails, classified documents, and let's not forget, destroying evidence with a hammer. Right? That's what Hillary Clinton did to violate this statute. So James Comey, when the rest of us were like, hey, wait, what? Hillary Clinton misused 30,000 emails, exposed and lost classified documents, misused classified documents, and then when she found out she was going to be investigated, her office went about destroying hard drives. So here's what James Comey says. A reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those government employees with whom she was corresponding about these matters, should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation. Okay? So, he just admitted they were misusing these documents. Ready? Comey says, although there's evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of our classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. He actually said, well, she didn't really know what she was doing, and she didn't really intend to take that hammer and destroy those hard drives, and she didn't actually mean to, she didn't know they were actually classified, and she didn't actually mean to do it. So no reasonable prosecutor would charge her for a crime. Well, that's a lie. There are service members and former government employees who are in prison right now for doing less, infinitely less than Hillary Clinton did. But we're not going to charge her. Why? Because if we charged her, she would never be able to hold office again in the United States. No federal office again for Hillary Clinton. And James Comey gave her a pass. See, here's the thing. The FBI is the investigators. They're not the prosecutors. They're not supposed to be making prosecutorial decisions like that. They're supposed to give it to the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the U.S. Attorney's Office then decides whether they're going to take the charges or not, whether they're going to file an indictment. Comey just made the judgment for them. Now, the question does become now, right? How will the media, the politicians and the FBI twist the difference between 15 boxes of presidential papers and 30,000 emails with classified information and destruction of evidence? How are they going to twist that to make there a difference? Because the director of the FBI already said in Hillary Clinton's situation, no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. So how are they going to twist the difference? And if no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges against Hillary Clinton for the same crime, then how can the FBI be thought to be reasonable for raiding Donald Trump's house over this? Well, this is what's really amazing, guys. There is no consistency, and there is obviously a two-tiered justice system that we're living under. Those who adhere or fear the ideologies of one wing of government, of political wing, are okay. But you ever disagree with the ideologies of that wing of politics, and the justice system can be weaponized against you. Now, I'm hearing people all over the internet, unprecedented. This is crazy. Look what's happening. Look what our FBI has become. Look, we're going to go to our break before our last segment of the show. And I just want to tell you, when we get back from the break, I'm going to show you this is not unprecedented. This has happened before. Let us not forget the IRS stealing wedding dresses. Just a one example. Already back in 2017. Well, it gets even worse than that. Yes, it might be unprecedented for a former president. But when we come back, I'm going to show you what our executive agencies have really been up to over the last 20 years. Be right back. It's not a federal issue. They specifically say abortion does not fall under the 14th Amendment. And because it does not fall under the 14th Amendment, it cannot be bootstrapped into other sections of the Constitution. Because it does not fall, they're saying we're invoking congressional authority under the 14th Amendment. No, 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 no. The Supreme Court said abortion does not fall under the 14th Amendment. But see, that's why, going back to the beginning, they have to quote a Supreme Court precedent that's been overturned. Just like black men have, our property have been overturned, just like indefinitely imprisoning people without due process based on their DNA has been overturned. This abortion being a federal issue has been overturned. And they're saying, well, we're going to invoke our authority under the 14th Amendment. The Supreme Court said, no, you have no authority under the 14th Amendment. They specifically said you have no authority under the 14th Amendment. Legally, this piece of paper is crap. So, knowing the facts is very essential to understanding the problems and the solutions. Because you see, first you have to understand all political power is derived from the people. Government does not exist independent of the people. The federal government doesn't exist independent of the Constitution. It might act like it, but it's not true. So the real solution lies in the hands of the people. The real solution lies in understanding what our most powerful tools in controlling government might be. And the most powerful tools in controlling government, by the way, if you're asking or posting, are peaceful. I'll say that again. The most powerful tools of the people to control their government are peaceful. I am not an anti-right to keep and bear arms girl. You know that. I mean, we talk about it all the time. The right to keep and bear arms is not a constitutional right. It is not a Second Amendment right. It is a natural right. It is your right to defend your life, your liberty, and your property from criminals and from overreaching government. That is absolutely the fact. But in reality, our first available solutions and our most powerful available solutions are all peaceful. Now, if you want to understand what that is, I want you to go to noncompliantmovie.com and watch our documentary, Noncompliant. I also would like for you to enroll at libertyfirstsociety.com and take our classes. Because today we're not going to talk about those solutions, but we have them for you. Because remember, I'm not just a rant show, I'm a teach show. And we want to offer you these resources. My book, Sovereign Duty, will help you a whole lot. If you don't want to watch videos, go read the book, Sovereign Duty. You can get it. I know some of you don't like Amazon, but you can get it on Walmart. You can get it in many places. You can get it at chrisanhall.com. And the book is called Sovereign Duty. Sovereign Duty not only gives you the solutions, I give you all my research. Over 185 references in the back of the book to help you duplicate what I have created in that book. Why? Because I don't write books based on what other people think, what other people say. I don't write books based on my opinions. I write books based on original source facts with the purpose of giving you solutions to what we ought to know already is a problem. The FBI raid of Donald Trump was unprecedented to the extent that it was a raid on a former president of the United States. But it was not unprecedented in America. And that's what maybe inside my soul I find most disturbing. This idea that, and I've heard this so many times now. I mean, over and over and over again, watching the conservative news, watching the talking heads and stuff, politicians saying, if this can happen to Donald Trump, can you imagine what will happen to you? What they can do to you? It's not what they can do to you. It's what they've been doing to you. What they've been doing to your neighbors. What they've been doing to Americans. Since the creation of these executive agencies, which, by the way, are not authorized by the U.S. Constitution in any way, shape, or form. Period. Done. So, remember the Thai couple having their dress shop stolen from them on the mere accusation. I want to repeat to you, these people were never convicted of tax evasion. The IRS raided, took their property, not just dresses, everything in the business, and sold it in their parking lot for pennies on the dollar, and never once convicted them. It happens every day. It's called civil asset forfeiture. It happens every day. But you don't see it on the news. You see, the iceberg is much bigger on the bottom than you see on the top. You get afraid of the iceberg, not because of what you see, but because of what you don't see. This is not where we're headed. It is the evidence of what our government has already been doing. Christian, put up the story about Bonner County, Idaho. Bonner County, Idaho. I actually covered this as well when it happened. And I'm going to pull it up here on my phone so you can see it. North Idaho couple who was in a land dispute with the EPA in 2011. So let me tell you what happened to Mike and Chantel Sackett. Mike and Chantel Sackett got a permit from their county to do what they needed to do, to build their home, to clean out a drainage ditch that was flooding their property. The county said, they called the county, your drainage ditch is flooding our property. The county said, Bonner County said, I'm sorry, our county backhoe is 6 months backlogged. If you want to help us out, you can get a backhoe, clean out the drainage ditch so it stops flooding your property. We'll be good to go. So they get a permit. They get a permit to do all of this from Bonner County, only except here's the problem. For some reason, somehow, some way, the EPA got wind of it. And they decided that this drainage ditch falls under their jurisdiction through the Clean Air and Water Act. Because under the Clean Air Water Act, the EPA claims that anything that has a standing water for more than 90 days is a wetland. You got a puddle in your yard? More than 90 days, it's a wetland. So they charged this couple with violating the Clean Air Water Act and then fined them $37,000 a day until they agreed to clog back up the drainage ditch. It's insanity. It's stupidity. It's irrational. It makes no sense. And by the way, $37,000 a day makes no sense. $37,000 a day is not what it cost the EPA in damages. $37,000 a day is not what it would have cost the EPA if they would have come out with their backhoe and put the debris back in the drainage ditch. There is only one purpose in fining a family for this $37,000 a day. Only one. And that is to steal their property and to make them an example. So I've shown you an example of the IRS. Happens every day. I've shown you an example of the EPA. I could show you five more. I want to show you one more that has to do with the USDA. The USDA. Abner Schoenwetter. Now, I covered Abner Schoenwetter back in the day as well. Abner Schoenwetter was a lobster fisherman. Had been a lobster fisherman all his life. Never been in trouble with an agency. Never been in trouble with anything. Abner Schoenwetter was boarded one day at the end of his day lobster fishing. His boat was raided. His boat was seized, his property was seized, and Abner Schoenwetter was arrested, thrown into jail, and charged with the crime of packaging lobsters in plastic containers instead of cardboard. Abner Schoenwetter was actually sentenced to six and a half years in prison in America for putting lobsters in a plastic container instead of cardboard. 6.5 years in prison. This man lost his business, lost his livelihood, lost his family. His wife and kids left him while he was in prison for putting lobsters in a plastic container rather than cardboard. Do you know what's even crazier? It's not even against the law in America to put lobsters in a plastic container instead of cardboard. Abner Schoenwetter was put into prison for 6.5 years for putting lobsters in a plastic container rather than a cardboard container based on Honduran law. Honduran law. As a matter of fact, Abner Schoenwetter's lawyer went to Honduras, talked to the Honduran government about their law. The Honduran government, having found out about this, reviewed the law and determined that the Honduran law was unconstitutionally created, violated the Honduran constitution, and repealed the law. When Abner Schoenwetter's lawyers brought this before the federal courts, it was dismissed. They said it doesn't matter what the Honduran government says now about the law. Abner violated when it was law. It doesn't matter that the Honduran government said it's an unconstitutional law and it was overturned. He was arrested when they said it was valid and served 6.5 years in prison for violating an unconstitutional Honduran law of placing lobsters in plastic instead of cardboard. And this is just one. Amish farmer in prison for making a salve out of chickweed. Not because the chickweed hurt people. Nobody died. Nobody even got a rash. No. In prison because the USDA didn't like his label. And the list goes on and on and on and on. American people, I do not give this information to you to depress you, to overwhelm you, or to discourage you. But you must know there is a problem, and it's been a problem for a very long time. And the very fact that we have been held unawares, the very fact that we have not stood up to these rogue, jackbooted thugs called executive agencies is why we are where we are today. They have operated for decades under the impression that they are unaccountable, above the law, that they are the law. But I want to remind you of the ultimate solution. They do work for us. And we have the authority. We just have to remember how to exercise it. We have to be the ones who will step up. We have to be the ones who will make something happen. And remember, peaceful non-compliance, peaceful protest is the most effective way to bring about change in society. 100 years of history prove it to be so. Peaceful noncompliance is not only the most successful way to bring about lasting change, it is the least expensive in finances, resources, and lives. Historically, only takes 3% of a population to make lasting change with the proper use of peaceful noncompliance. Now, peaceful noncompliance is not complaining on social media. Peaceful noncompliance is not standing on the road and holding your sign, you know, for an hour and a half once. Peaceful noncompliance requires proper education, proper organization, proper activation, and proper perseverance. And we want to help you know how to do all of that. We want to help you to know how to do all of that. LibertyFirstSociety.com is your source, not just simply for education, but for solutions. We're not a drive-by, rant, red meat, political, get your blood pressure up. Now we do that because the audacity and the atrocity itself should be enough to get your blood pressure up. And I'm known to give a good rant every now and again, especially when JC's on the show. You guys love JC for the rants. But there has to come a day where we actually do something. And the other guys, let them rant all day. But if all we do is follow the ranters and do nothing else, then guess what? We have tamely surrendered our liberties. We have tamely complied with the tyranny. Yes, you can rant and be angry and still be tamely complying. And our negligence will enslave future generations. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. If we do nothing but rant now, I literally weep at night over what our children and grandchildren will see. Because we thought we would do something when we played on the keyboard. So join us at LibertyFirstSociety.com. Thank you for watching this show because I know it's not your average show. I know you are different than everybody else. I know you're different than the tens of thousands that watch the ranters and the red meters. I know you're different because you want to be part of the solution. I also know that you know people who want to be part of the solution too. Share this today. Don't just share it on your social media because the social media will not share my posts. They'll get hidden. The AI just completely disregards us. Completely. Share them in text messages. Send it to your friends in emails or however you communicate digitally with your people. Share it in the private groups. But you see, we've got to break through the political barrier and start teaching people how to make differences and make changes. And I thank you because I know you're different. And I know you will do that. I have never been more hopeful about America than I am today. Because it has to get bad before it gets better. And as somebody told me one day, it's always somebody else's fight until you get punched in the eye. Kids will watch the schoolyard fight all day long as entertainment and do nothing. But when they get punched, now it's their fight. Guess what, guys? I've just given you evidence in today's show that we've been being punched for a very long time. We just didn't even see it. So what do you say? Let's get educated. Let's get activated. Let's get involved. And we'll help you do that. Go to chrisannhall.com, check out our calendar, see where we're going to be. Maybe we'll be close to you. You can attend a live event. You can go to chrisannhall.com and fill out the schedule form, and maybe we can get you in on the schedule to see us. Because we love to come. We love to teach. That's what we do. Thank you so much for joining me today. I think I probably, Christian, we probably went a little bit over an hour, huh, today? Not yet? All right. Well, it's time to go then. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Big thank you for those of you on Instagram Live who stuck it out with us. Thank you for popping in. Those of you who are late, guess what? You'll still get a full day's wage, even if you came in the last hour. God bless you guys, and we will see you next time.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
We have a power!
And we've raised a spoiled brat representative government that needs to be taken to the woodshed. Are you satisfied with the government that owns you? There are churches who refuse to allow us to use their facilities to teach.
Unspoken or even sometimes spoken rule that religion and politics don't mix. You wouldn't dare speak out against the government or somehow resist.
Christians have to be involved in politics. God commands it.
Every turn of event through history hinged.
One person will stand up.
Upon a single person.
And then everybody else will stand.
A gym member, surrounded by a crowd of supporters, was placed in handcuffs.
A Tampa Bay pastor has been arrested.
Sentenced to a week in jail.
She also tore up a cease and desist letter.
We have a posterity waiting for us to say, we will not comply, so you will be free. We have a chance to fight without bloodshed. But every time we comply, we establish a future where our children will not have